Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying. Shanghai Pudong International Airport handled more than 500 cargo flights during the Labor Day holiday, a month-on-month increase of 20%. Over 350 police officers are coordinating with the airport staff members to ensure normal operations and the stability of global supply chains. At 9 a.m. today, a cargo flight from Hong Kong carrying several hundred tons of electronic components landed at Pudong Airport. The police managed to complete identity and safety checks in just 10 minutes. As the city enacts measures to help businesses resume operations, the demand for raw materials in auto parts and integrated circuits industries has surged. Green channels for products such as auto components and lithography machines have been put in place at the airport's border inspection stations to speed up customs clearance. Since the end of March, Pudong International Airport has handled nearly 3,500 cargo flights. Some supermarkets, convenience stores, and shopping malls in Shanghai have reopened to meet residents' needs for daily supplies. The city's Commission of Commerce said it is calling on retailers to resume business while adhering to pandemic management and control measures. Zhang Hong has more.
In Pudong, Woolly City in central Beicaitang is the first shopping mall to reopen in the town. A noodle house, which just reopened yesterday, received a very large order today.
I've been locked down at home for over 1 month. I'm very eager to get back to work. Today our sales are at 4,000 to 5,000 yuan and we're excited.
Another diner in the mall said they delivered over 700 bowls of noodles to residents and employees living and working nearby in 1 day.
We saw a huge increase of orders in Beicai. We got 10 times as many as orders as before the lockdown.
The mall said 8 stores have reopened since late April, and about 70 people are now working and living in the mall. In Pudo District, where basic clearance of community transmission has been achieved, an NGS supermarket on Jingshajiang Road reopened today. Residents in nearby precautionary areas can enter the store with a permit. The store has a limited capacity of 200 people per hour. The supermarket has pre-packaged vegetables and other fresh products so that customers don't need to weigh them. And the shops are restocked with fresh produce and dairy products in a timely manner.
Each customer is limited to spending 500 yuan per visit, and there are also limits on the amount one person can buy for certain products to ensure every customer has a chance to make a purchase.
73% of the over 1,600 branches of the city's 12 major chain supermarkets have resumed businesses as of yesterday. Most of them are only offering delivery services, but 220 shops have opened their doors to customers.
While following strict pandemic prevention and control measures, we will help with the orderly resumption of operations at supermarkets, convenience stores, fruits and vegetables markets, restaurants and drug stores, as well as any manner of shop that is related to people's daily life.
The city has established a wide list of businesses that can resume operations. Vendors that offer daily necessities can apply for a work resumption permit, and their employees will be able to get back to work after the company is added to the white list. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Following detailed discussions with the Chinese Olympic Committee and the Hangzhou Asian Games Organizing Committee, the Executive Board of the Olympic Council of Asia today decided to postpone the 19th Asian Games, which were scheduled to be held in Hangzhou from September the 10th to 25th. New dates will be announced in the near future.